In a sense, it's been difficult. I think the most difficult thing is being away from family. You know, my little daughter. That's been the hardest thing. But from a kid, you know, it's something I always wanted to do. So, you know, I always knew the sacrifices would come, you know. I miss a lot of things. But, you know, I've been able to do a lot of things, see a lot of things, go a lot of places. So, you know, I guess sacrifice has been worth it.
Can you describe the moment when you first saw your daughter, when you first arrived here?
Oh, you know, it's always special. You know, I got to pick her up from school and, you know, gave her a big hug and a kiss, you know, and it was her birthday on Saturday, so took her into town and spoiled her a little bit, you know. But, you know, the hardest thing again, you know, it's always leaving her. You know, she got a little emotional when I was leaving, but, I get to see her at the weekend, so it's not that bad.
Is this the first time she's going to see her dad play?
Yeah. I don't think... When I first started playing American football, she told her mum that she wanted to play American football. So I don't think she knows what she's getting herself into, but, you know, it's special. It's special for me, too.
And I know you were probably hoping to come back here as a starter as you start through the preseason. How would you assess your progress? Are you disappointed that you're not starting, or are you pleased with the arc of your career so far?
Look, at the end of the day, you know, situation is what it is. And my job right now is to help us win football games. You know, and that's the bottom line. We made strides as an offense preseason, and unfortunately, I strained my hip flexor and my groin, and that's how this league works. You know, next man up. So, you know, the only thing I can control now is continue to work my techniques like I was before, and you know, wait for my opportunity to get back on the field.
How would you describe the influence of Howie Long on your career?
You know, I met Howie Long when I was at junior college, and, you know, I played with his son, Kyle. You know, Kyle's a brother to me, and, you know, Howie's like an uncle. So, you know, he told me from the first day he met me, you know, about my ability and just told me, you know, to stay working, constantly improving, and, you know, to be patient. And, you know, that's something he just told me out there on the field just now. And, you know, I value everything he says, you know, because no one did it like Howie did it. So, you know, it's important, you know, and I've had a few guys, you know, like Willie Anderson, you know, who have just been guys in my ear and been in my corner. So, you know, you can't ask for, you know, guys like that. You know, they don't just land. Not everyone has the opportunity to pick those guys' brains. So, you know, it's important.
You had a chance to speak with David Hay when he came off the practice field.
What did you say? We're just chatting it up, you know. I love boxing, you know. Obviously, you know, he's at the top of the game at boxing, and we're just talking about my affiliation with Demir Khan and the trainer Virgil Hunter in California, telling him that I work out a little bit, and you know, we exchanged numbers. So, you know, next time he's out in America, you know, hopefully we'll get up and, you know, maybe get in the gym.
And when you were up in Manchester in July, we spoke about this game. Now you're here.
Yeah.
Now the pads and helmets are on.
Yeah.
Does it feel real? Does it feel this is what you wanted it to be?
Yeah. I mean, you know. You know, we're not where we want it to be, you know, obviously. You know, coming here, you know, we want it to be, you know, 3-0. You know, so it takes the sting away a little bit. But, you know, we have a great opportunity to go out here and, you know, get a win against a good football team. So, you know, it does, I mean, it's surreal, you know. And, you know, my teammates are just excited, you know, and hearing them talk and all them trying to do their English accents and all that stuff. It's fun, you know. It's a moment I'll remember forever.
How much have you had to educate your teammates about football versus soccer?
First of all, I hate calling it soccer. That's what they know. So, you know, but just to not get any confusion, you know, a lot, you know, they were all excited. You know, I know a couple of them wanted to get an opportunity to go into town and catch one of the teams. I know Chelsea play. Is it tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they want to. But, you know, obviously we got work to do, so it's not going to happen. But, you know... Just been schooling them about a lot of things, but obviously I'm not from down here, so, you know, they've all been asking me, oh, you know, what's going on around here, and how long is it this, and how far is this? I'm like, listen, I'm not from here, you know what I mean? I'm from Manchester, you know, it might be a small country, but there's a big difference between Manchester and London, so, you know, but I've been trying to help them as much as I can.
And did you ever think that Wembley would be somewhere that you would play?
Definitely not American football, no. You know, as a kid, you know, we all had dreams to play, you know, the Premier League and stuff, and you know, playing the FA Cup at Wembley was always something, you know, you dreamed of as a kid. But, you know, American football-wise, no. Not even after I got drafted and, you know, and I watched the Steelers out here last year, and you know, versus Minnesota. You know, I didn't really think about it until the schedule came out. So it's like a dream, really.
Manchester City play both tonight and Saturday. How will you keep across those games?
How would I what?
How will you keep across those games? How will you know what's
going on? You know, we're always going for the win. You know, I see the other day. Man United didn't do so good the other day, you know, and I was back home, right, and you know, so my brother picked me up and in the daytime, and he had a paper in his car, turned right over to the back page, and he had, you know, City, Chelsea 1-1, and, you know, United, Leicester 5-2, 5-3, was it? Yeah, that was good. That's a good result, yeah. That's a good result.
Did you see Joey Barton as well?
No, was he? Oh no, stop it. Now I gotta catch up with him. I didn't get to see him, no.
Is he somebody you follow?
Oh yeah, Joey Barton. Yeah, tough guy. Yeah. Followed him in City days and, you know, with Newcastle. He was at Newcastle and stuff. Yeah, I used to go watching him too. I gotta find him somewhere. Hopefully he's still around.
And how do you think the NFL could maybe encourage some of the youngsters to take up sport more here in the UK?
You know what, anytime, you know, sports is a great opportunity. For me, growing up, if I never played basketball, I probably never would have left Manchester. You know, when I was 15, I was in Shropshire, you know, and I was in Northampton, and, you know, we got to go to London and things like that. And, you know, there's a lot of people where I'm from who don't even leave Manchester. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to travel, to meet people, you know, diversity, you know, it breaks those barriers and, you know, ethnic background. So, you know, American football is just another one of those, you know, and it's a unique sport in terms of, everyone has individual jobs to do, but you have to think about your teammates while you're trying to do your job, because if you don't do your job or you slack one play, you know, you're compromising the integrity of the whole team. So, I consider it like one of the most unique team sport in the world, pretty much, you know, because like I said, if you're not doing your job, you know, you're letting down the rest of them, but at the same time, you have to concentrate on doing your job. So it's just unique in that sense, you know, and I think that we have a lot of talent in England, a lot of athletes who, if they ain't playing footy, rugby, you know, they're just really not doing anything, and a lot of them can get into trouble, you know. So it's definitely a sport I think a lot of kids need to start taking investment into.
Would you like to see a team face here all the time, and do you think it would do well if it was?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. You know, I shot an email to Roger Goodell and, you know, about it, and I got to speak with him a little bit, and when I was getting drafted, actually, I was in New York, and, you know, I think, you know, more exposure, you know, a couple more camps and stuff, you know, I'm actually in the works of trying to get something organized for the off season where I can come back and run a couple of camps and, you know, just introduce the kids over here to some of the stuff. Yeah, Manchester, London, you know, and you know, get the kids in, you know, get the kids, you know, get the feet wet, you know, and, you know, get a little introduction into it, you know, and, you know, really start to integrate over here. You know, I think football is a sport that needs to go global. You know, I think it can. I think it has the opportunity to. So, you know, why not start here? Yeah, I did. You know, when we were flying over, I thought about it a couple of times. You know, like you said, you know, whether a starter or not, you know, whenever I come in, you know, it's an important role that I've got to do, and you know, there's a job to be done. So, I thought about it a little bit, and you know, I was out here with Cameron Wake, so you know, I'd be lined up over him sometimes, and I was thinking about what he's gonna say because I know he'll have something to say, but. It'd be surreal, pretty much. You know, I got a lot of family coming down too, so I'm sure I'll be hearing them in the section where they are. So, I mean, we'll see when it gets there. You know, I can't really dwell on that. Just focus on getting this game plan down and understand what I got to do when we get on the field.
Thank you. We had Lawrence Quero in here last year.
Right.
Niners.
Right.
How important do you feel that it's seems you've got UK-based players and making that move back to the US?
It just shows what English, you know, what we have over here. You know, there's a lot, you know, there's some great athletes here who don't get the exposure. You know, there's a kid right now at Texas A&M, Jermaine Illumina. And he's a kid who I spoke to, you know, kind of guide him a little bit. You know, he's excited. And I told him, you know, he's got to be, his goal has to be a higher draft pick than me. You know, and he's a great athlete. And we have those, you know, and I think it's important that, you know, guys like us continue to do things like that and break barriers, because then it opens up doors for other kids, you know. I mean, if you think about what Luol Deng did for basketball, you know, and how much that's grown. And now we got guys like Joe Freeland playing in the league, you know. I got a good friend, Ashley Hamilton, who's always at, you know, NBA training camps and stuff like that. So, you know, things like that are important, you know, and for the exposure. And, you know, it brings a lot of attention to England, and then eventually it will open more doors for kids, yeah.